History and Disease of Leon Garrett, conducted by Patsy Barber on March the 10th at the Houston Hall Library. The subject of this interview is the integration of schools in Alabama.
Cherokee County, which is located at Spring Garden. It's very, as you know, it's a very small population there. Of course, I was born on the, I'd say, northeast side of Spring Garden, which is a rural area. And that's
the school at Center Bluff is now, or, you know?
It's
It's easy to make.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And then later years, of course, they moved to speed of scent. Light speed of scent. Yes.
Okay.
That was after I finished high school. As I said, I went to school there. In Cherokee County, I was in sixth, seventh grade. And in seventh grade, the bus stopped coming up and picked me up. So I was the only person who had been split. So I started going to school to Peter Peterman. The only way I went there, I had to catch the bus. Highway bus. Both rides, I didn't have a personal bus passenger. So I get to school, that's like, about catching a ride.
You had to really move to that schedule.
Right. Or I had to catch. That was a bus. I had a week on tickets to ride the bus. Mm-hmm. I had to ride the highway and walk down to school. And that was the only opportunity that I had to go to school. I was still in the church now. But there was no bus with me. Yeah, so I could not. Yeah.
It was a shorter distance,
yes.
But still it came off.
Right.
Was it a black school?
It's all black school. It's all black school.
And do you remember exactly the name of it?
Yes. Schools were not liberated until after I finished high school, finished college, and I was teaching immigration. So I finished college. I started teaching in 1957. My first 3 years of teaching was in Arkansas. That was the renovation. Then I came to Anniston in 1960. I started teaching in Anniston. And then integration did not take place until 1960. I taught at Anniston Cobb High School in Anniston. 1960 until 1968. That was the year integration started in Anniston. And I started, I transferred from all white school, Cobb Avenue High School, to Anniston High School, which was the all white school. When the first started, what was called freedom of choice.
So you could, if you wanted to stay at Cobb, you could stay there.
That's
but if you wanted to stay, wanted to go to Anniston High School,
right.
You could go there.
Right.
Did they go?
I think the first year that I was at Anniston High School, I think we had about six blacks students.
That came by choice?
Yes. And as far as teachers are concerned,
you had no choice. You were told to go.
Right. We were forced to go. So I went. I was one of the victims of violence. I was transferred by teachers to Anniston High School. I was that by the way that group. So I was transferred to Anniston High School.
Teaching mainly white students.
All my students,
except for the six that went to Anniston High School. Everybody else was white, but they sent the white teachers.
Right. The next year, in 1969, I applied. So I forced them to have a white kids.
So, like their district?
Yes. So now for the zone lines, the white kids. Kids who lived on the side, on certain streets, had to go to Anniston High. Kids who were on the side street, God,
did they send any white students to
the country? They had many white students who were supposed to go out there. They were about two of them. But the rest of the white kids moved to, and started staying with the group, according to these addresses, the group.
So they wouldn't get it.
Right. So complexity. So all those kids that are being added down there, they're all single groups in themselves. And the little bit that we can address these sites.
From your experience, do you think that the black community wanted to invite, or were they more comfortable in other days?
I think many of them did not want to, you know, because it was a task. It's something that, because of all the racial problems that, you know, about doing this to the time, many blacks were not interested. And, of course, I had just left. I have seen some dramatic experiences because during this, I was in Arkansas, you know, that's when, 1970s, when Richard first started at New Rock, Arkansas, you know, the state. You see, I was very far from Newark, Arkansas, from the fall of the city of Newark, Central High School, in Newark, Arkansas, to prohibit blacks from going to school. And the same guards were criminalized by Eisenhower, criminalized these guards, the same guards he had to keep blacks out. They turned on him, right, and said, they must go, or is there the escort? His black people escort. School there in Arkansas. When I was teaching, not very far from there, at the time. And when I came to Anniston, of course, there were many problems in the school system in Anniston. Because one of the great problems, I said, is when the school met us, blacks not having the opportunity to participate in activities, football activities, this kind of thing. This was where the major problems were. And of course, we did have some racial problems. In Anniston, at the time, smoke bombs set off in school. Black students would sit in, demonstration to the school. For the homecoming parade, they were playing Dixie. Of course, it was just a big ride. Homecoming parade. First year I was there. So it was not one of those kinds of things, I'd say, that anybody wanted. It was second on both sides. Second on black side, or white side on black side. White side wanted them. The blacks, of course, whites had a better path to them. They would move on to the suburbs. Blacks could not afford it.
They had more options. Right. Were the schools themselves very different as far as, you know, just conditions at the schools?
No, they were not. Because I'll tell you this. In Anniston, I was teaching in Anniston High School. Anniston High School was a lot more run down than Cobb.
Oh, really?
Was, because Anniston High School was the only rapidly run down building. Cobb was old too. So when I left Cobb, I thought I was going to be talking to him about what Anniston had with everything is. I was very disappointed in that because having taught. Are you picking me up?
Yeah, I was just saying how much
this. Having taught at Cobb for 10 years, going to Anniston High School, I discovered very quickly that the schools in Anniston were not, Anniston High School was not a better, as far as physical plants concerned, was not better. I also did not feel that students were getting a better education. I did not feel we had excellent teachers at all black school. And I taught English at Anniston High School. And I certainly felt that I was just as competent as any other teacher there. I felt that my method of teaching was just as effective, if not more so, than some of the others that I observed.
Did you feel that there was an attitude from other black teachers that maybe you weren't as educated as they were, or that you weren't as educated?
I never got that to myself. I was not threatened at all by anyone.
Yeah.